Today's Mishnayos is Masechta Shviyos, Perikei Mishnah Hei, and Perikei Mishnah Vav. So, Perikei Mishnah Hei is a continuation of Perikei Mishnah Beis, Perikei Mishnah Gimel, Perikei Mishnah Dalet. It's going to discuss the halachos of the Luf. Specifically, whether or not a person can buy Luf from someone that's chashed on Shviyos immediately after Shemitah. So the background to this halacha is that there were people that were chashed on Shviyos. It's interesting that Am Ha'aretz was considered to be someone that was chashed on Shviyos. So we learned the whole Masechta. Masechta is Demai, which is predicated on the fact that Am Ha'aretz wasn't careful in the halachas of Maestris and certain Trumais. They were chashudim in mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. In that same vein, the Am Ha'aretz was chashed on Shviyos as well. One of the halachas that are an toitza from that mitzvah is that a person is not allowed to buy peiros from an Am Ha'aretz shortly after Shviyos. The reason is we're concerned that these peiros are peiros Shviyos, and peiros Shviyos, if they weren't taken care of properly, are going to have certain dinim that maybe will get you into trouble. So, being that there's a chashash that the peiros that you're buying might be peiros Shviyos, so therefore we say you're not allowed to buy peiros from an Am Ha'aretz. So, the Mishnah is going to begin by saying that even though it's true, ordinarily you're not allowed to buy peiros from an Am Ha'aretz immediately after Shviyos, why? Because he's chashed on Shviyos, but Luf is an exception to that rule. Zok the Mishnah. When is a person allowed to stop buying Luf from someone that's chashan on Shviyos, such as an Am Ha'aretz, after Shviyos? Rabbi Yehuda says, miyad, immediately. So as soon as Shviyos is over, at that point, you'd be allowed to buy from him. So the Rav explains, a little bit of a long Rav, and he says that the reason is because we learned in the previous Mishnah that if a person wants to take luf out of the ground on Shviyos, he has to do it with a shinoi. Can't just do it in the regular way, but there is some sort of shinoi that you would have to use in order to take it out. The Rav quotes Shitas Beis Shammai, who said that you have to do it with Marufa Yishaleitz. Even Beis Hillel said Karduma Yishal Matches, which seems to be, on some level, a little bit of a shinui as well. But the point is, you have to do it with a shinui. Being that you have to do it with a shinui, it's considered a big tercha. So this Am Ha'aretz, even though he's chashed on Shviyos, but in certain respects, he wasn't chashed, and we assume that he's not going to go through the bother to figure out how to take these onions out of the ground on Shviyos. He might as well wait until Matzah Shviyos, and he's going to take it out of the ground then. Here's the point. The point is that if you're buying it from him Matzah Shviyos, we assume he probably took it out of the ground Matzah Shviyos. If he took it out of the ground Matzah Shviyos, we know these things were stored for a long time. It was probably in the red, the whole Shviyos. And as a result, you have nothing to worry about. If the peiros were out, and then maybe he did the wrong things with it, and maybe there has to be a concern, maybe you shouldn't be able to buy from an Am Ha'aretz. But being that it's not mistaber that he would have taken it out of the ground on Shviyos, so therefore, in that instance, it's not going to be a problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. But Chachamim, the Chachamim say, I disagree. No, that sounds like a chashash and an assumption that's not necessarily the case. Rather, Mishayir b'Hachadosh. He says that as soon as there's so much of the new crop from the eighth year, that there's no reason to assume necessarily that what you're buying is from the seventh year, that's when it's going to be mutter. But if you're buying it Maitzoy Shviyos, you're buying it immediately after Shemitah, in that case, it's not going to be okay. And there's no special exception for luf versus other types of fruits and vegetables. Mishnah Vav. So we just mentioned a halacha that relates to someone that's chashed on Shviyos. Now, the halacha we mentioned was related to luf. Why are we talking about luf? Because that's the topic of Perikei, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and into Mishnah Hei. So now we're going to digress, and we're going to go from here literally until the end of the Perik, and we're going to talk about different dinim that relate to someone that's chashed on Shviyos. Again, to be chashed on Shviyos, Rachmal Aslan, was something that was part of life, and there was a whole Shulchan Aruch and different things that you have to be careful of, do's and not do's, when it comes to how exactly you deal with such a person. It says the Mishnah, Elu kelim she'eino umin rashoi l'moicher mishviyos. The following are a list of kelim that are umin, a professional, someone that sells kelim, he's not allowed to sell it to someone that's chashan on shviyos. Number one, machresh, a plow. The person comes to you and he says he wants to buy a plow smack in the middle of the Shemitah year. You can't sell it to him. V'chol keila, not just that, but all the accessories that come together with the plow, you can't sell them either. Ha'oil, that's the yoke that was used to attach the animals to the plow. You can't sell that either. V'han mizra, that's the keli that was used to be zoira, to winnow, something that's done in the field, something you're not allowed to do on Shviyos. V'hadeker, the deker is also one of the shovels. It's a hoe. In English, that's something that was used to dig in the ground. See, these are all things that are farming tools, things that you're not allowed to use on Shvius. If someone's not chashed on Shvius, he wants to buy it, it's like this, he's going to have it for the year after Shvius. Because, hey, this is what you want to do, you're allowed to do it. There's nothing in and of itself that's a problem. However, if you're the person buying is someone that's chashed on Shvius, such as an Amharetz, that's when this halacha is going to apply. The Mishnah continues and says, "Avo meicherhu, if you do want, you could sell him a magel yad or magel katzer. So these are different types of sickles, va'agola, and you could sell him a wagon, v'chol keilel, all the accessories. What's the reason? So the Mishnah says, "Zehakal kosh malachim yichad es laveira. If you're selling something that this keli can only be used laveira, it's something that is exclusively used laveira, aser, it's going to be aser. The person's chashud, you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to be a problem. Le'iser ulehetter. If, however, it's something that's malachtei le'iser ulehetter, it's used for iser and for heter, feels a little bit like the laws of muktzah. Kelish malachtei le'iser, kelish malachtei le'heter, kelish malachtei le'iser ulehetter. But if it's something that's used le'iser ulehetter, mutter, in that instance, it's going to be okay.